Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about a fairy in the museum. Lucretia Long was born in January 1869. She came to Chelan in 1902 at the age of 33 to visit her father, William Long. During her visit, she met Lewis Henry Spader, and it wasn't long before they were married. Lou, as he was called, and his brother Albert had come to Chelan in 1886 and became squatters on land next to Dick Lord's homestead on what is now Lord's Acres. Lou developed the land and planted an apple orchard. Lou and Lucretia had a home in Spader Bay near the orchard. Eventually, an opportunity to adopt a newborn baby arose when Lucretia was 57, her husband 69. At first sight, Lucretia exclaimed, "She looks like a little fairy." The blonde, blue-eyed baby was lovely. The Spaders adopted her and named her Fairy and christened her cradle Fairy. The Spaders owned a Model A Ford with a rumble seat. Lucretia usually drove quite fast. One summer day, she and Fairy went out to Manson to take her niece's kids to the circus. "The circus has come to town. Hurry and get cleaned up." She helped with washing faces, getting clean clothes on the excited kids. Then the mother wouldn't let the children ride in the rumble seat. So Lucretia stuffed the three little ones in front with her. She drove the winding Manson roads at breakneck speed, and as she whipped around one particular sharp curve, Fairy caught her breath and said, "Mom, if Aunt Dorothy knew you were driving so fast, she wouldn't let her kids ride with you." "Be quiet, Fairy. She will never know, unless you tell her." That idyllic childhood ended when Lucretia died. Fairy was 13 at the time. Mr. Spader had passed away when she was 5 years old. Fairy grew up to be a tall, beautiful young woman. She changed her name to Faye and worked as a model in Seattle. Her daughter was named Karen, and in later life, Fairy died of breast cancer, and after a number of years, Karen also died of the same disease. Fairy's cradle is now displayed in the Chelan Museum, 94 years after Fairy was born. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.